KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Treasury has allocated more than 18 billion rand for infrastructure. Finance MEC Francois Rogers says more than half of the allocation will be spent on maintaining and improving the province's existing infrastructure assets. Umgungundlovu District and Etequini Metro will get the biggest share of the infrastructure budget with 2.8 billion rand and 2.1 billion rand, respectively.
We have not been able to accede to all the requests for funding. However, I remain confident that with the budget I have delivered today, we will move all that much closer to achieving our strategic objectives.
Convicted killer Siphamandla Khumalo has been sentenced to life imprisonment. Khumalo stabbed his ex-girlfriend Nomfundo Msibi to death at a taxi rank outside an Umhlanga shopping centre last year. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports from the Durban High Court.
Judge Jacqueline Hendricks says the court's considered rehabilitation, retribution, the seriousness and circumstances of the crime, as well as personal circumstances of accused. But she added they had to take into account the undisputed facts that Msibi's murder was premeditated. After the verdict was delivered yesterday, Khumalo took the stand for the first time in the trial, telling the court he did not intend to kill the mother of his six-year-old child. He said he let his emotions get the better of him and was sorry for what he had done. But Judge Hendricks today dismissed Khumalo's testimony as self-serving and seeking to motivate for a lenient sentence. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
A Filipino billionaire whose company secured a multi-billion rand Durban port deal has bought one of South Africa's most exclusive golf estates. Enrique Razon has acquired the Pearl Valley Jack Nicklaus signature golf course and the Pearl Valley Hotel between Paarl and Franschhoek. Pearl Valley is now under SA Golf, which is controlled by Razon. In 2023, Razon's The Philippines International Container Terminal Services was selected as the preferred bidder for a joint venture to develop and run Durban's flagship container terminal over 25 years. Maersk, which also bid for the concession, is appealing that decision. And inhabitants of a UNESCO-listed folk village have been ordered to evacuate while a historic Buddhist temple has burnt to the ground as South Korea scrambles to contain worsening wildfires. The blazes are raging across the country's south coast. More than a dozen broke out over the weekend, killing four people. Dry, windy weather has hampered efforts to contain them. The Interior and Safety Minister today said the wildfires had so far affected over 14,000 hectares. This morning, workers at the over 1,000-year-old Gonsa Temple were trying to move valuable artifacts and cover up Buddhist statues to protect them from possible damage. The government has declared a state of emergency in four regions. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Sharks have a massive task against Leinster in the URC this weekend. Bafana Bafana take on Benin tonight in a World Cup qualifier, despite a cloud hanging over their win last Friday night. And Trent Alexander-Arnold to Real Madrid, edging closer to reality.